Waitress.
Yes?
There seems to be an animal in my soup.
What kind of animal, sir?
A hamster?
Oh, I think you're mistaken, sir. You say there is a hamster in your soup?
Yes. I'd like a new bowl of soup, please.
I'm sure if you look again, you'll see you've made a mistake.
Look, I know I made no mistake about it. I mean, there's a small furry hamster drinking my soup.
Ooh!
Now, would you please bring me a new bowl of soup?
I know what must have happened. That's not a hamster in your soup, sir. Oh, no, no, no. It's a guinea pig. The cook must have forgotten to remove it before I brought your soup out.
What?
Yes. Well, we serve them in all the soups.
Hamsters in all the soups.
Guinea pigs, sir. If the guinea pig lives, then we know the soup is safe to eat. If it dies, we know someone has poisoned the soup.
Well, that's got to be the stupidest thing I've ever heard. This creature is beating me to my soup. He's finished almost all of it. I certainly don't care to share my soup with some guinea pig.
Well, just be thankful it wasn't poisoned.
And poisoned soup is a common occurrence in this restaurant.
That all depends on what you mean by common.
Well, as in, I enter, buy some soup, slurp, slurp, gargle. Let me put it this way. Has anyone been poisoned here?
Well, not since we've started serving the guinea pigs in the soup, no.
I see. And how many guinea pigs have died from drinking poisonous soup?
Well, it's very hard to tell. Guinea pigs don't really know how to swim, so some of them may have just plain drowned or died of natural causes. Or maybe they could have died of some genetic disorder they inherited.
Look, how many have died in general?
In the past 2 months?
Since you started using them.
That was 2 months ago.
Fine, stop stalling. How many guinea pigs have died in your soup?
25.
Huh. And tell me, do you get many customers coming back to this restaurant?
Well, we are on a major highway here. We see a constant flow of new patrons.
So it doesn't really bother you that you'll never get repeat business from any sane human being?
Well, that's the way it goes. Some people have no concern for their own safety. You can eat in some other restaurant if you want to. Sure, see if I care. Go somewhere else where they don't taste test the food with sterilized lab animals if you want to. Like I said, we don't need your business. Do you have any idea how many people are killed by food poisoning in restaurants each year? Do you? I do. Thousands! But the name of this restaurant does not appear on this list. We have not had one customer die of food poisoning. Not one!
I could believe that. It's probably because nobody eats anything here. Who in their right mind is going to eat a bowl of soup that they just picked a hamster out of? Sterilized or not.
It's a guinea pig.
I don't care if it's a muskrat. I can't believe anyone would share their soup with one. For one thing, they'd have to be quick. This little guy has just finished mine.
Well, then obviously it wasn't poisoned. We've been wasting a lot of time with this back and forth. You could have eaten it by now and been assured of your safety, too.
A lot of good that does me now.
Well, you could lick the guinea pig.
Don't be disgusting.
Fine, I'll bring you another bowl of soup. We can skip the guinea pig. We'll just dip his head in so he can get a little sip of it.
No, certainly not.
Just a sip?
No. Bring me a new bowl of soup and don't let any furry creatures within a foot of it. Understand?
Fine. It's your life.
Waitress?
Yes, sir?
My hamster.
Guinea pig.
My guinea pig, it just died.
Ooh, too bad. Maybe he had a heart condition. Or maybe it was cancer.
Like hell, somebody's trying to poison me.
No, no, sir. I'm sure your guinea pig's untimely death had nothing to do with the soup. He finished the entire bowl. If your soup were poisonous, he would surely have kicked off earlier. Here's your new bowl. Enjoy.
No way! There's some slow-reacting poisons, you know. I'm sure somebody's trying to kill me. Bring me a new guinea pig right away.
As you wish, sir.